And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 16th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of Lewis Terkel, Studs Terkel, the radio man and writer, born in New York City, 1912. Family moved to Chicago when he was 8 years old. Went to college and law school, graduated, but failed to pass the bar. He got work writing radio scripts with the Federal Writers Project and also performing in radio soap operas that originated in Chicago. In the very early days of television, he had his own show, Studs's Place, which was dropped by NBC at the height of the McCarthy era. The NBC executives were uncomfortable with various political petitions that Terkel had signed. So he got out of television and into radio. He started a show on WFMT in 1952. It went on for 45 years. He was in his mid-50s, Studs Terkel, when he had an actor named Eleanor Braun on his show, and she mentioned him to her friend Andre Schifrin, who was a publisher. And Schifrin approached Terkel, asked if he'd consider producing a book of interviews with ordinary people, and the book was called Division Street America. It was a big success in 1967, followed by many more, Hard Times, an oral history of the Great Depression, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Reflections on Death, Rebirth, and Hunger for a Faith. Studs Terkel, who said about interviewing, "It isn't an inquisition, it's an exploration, usually an exploration into the past. So I think the gentlest question is the best one, and the gentlest is, and what happened then?" Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, entitled The Rented Lakes of My Childhood. I remember the lakes of my Michigan childhood. Here they are called ponds. Lakes belonged to summer, 2 week vacations that my father was granted by Westinghouse when we rented some cabin. Never mind the dishes with spider web cracks, the crooked aluminum saucepans, the crusted black frying pans. Never mind the mattresses shaped like the letter V, old jangling springs, moldy bathrooms, low ceilings that leaked. The lakes were mysteries of sand and filmy weeds and minnows flickering through my fingers. I rode into freedom, alone on the water that freckled into small ripples, that raised its hackles in storms, that lay glassy at twilight, reflecting the sunset, then sucking up the dark. I was unobserved as the quiet doe coming with her fawns to drink on the opposite shore. I let the rowboat drift as the current pleased, lying face up like a photographer's plate, the rising moon turned to a ghost. And though the voices called me back to the rented space we shared, I was sure I left my real self there, a tiny black pupil in the immense eye of a silver pool of silence. A poem by Marge Piercy, The Rented Lakes of My Childhood, from her collection Made in Detroit, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.